WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
I happened to notice an acronym on an SPC discussion within the last couple of weeks that I had not noticed much before. The acronym was EML, a reference to an elevated mix layer. The elevated mix layer, or EML, was first discussed in work by Dr. Toby Carlson in the mid to late 1960s. Carlson also did additional work on the EML in the 1980s. An elevated mixed layer refers to a layer of relatively hot, dry air aloft, characterized by a lapse rate that is nearly dry adiabatic. The EML results in a lid or cap which prevents thunderstorm activity. The EML plays an important role in convective development in several ways. First, the EML prevents deep, moist convection until high instability is achieved. In the absence of deep, moist convection, warm, moist air can flow poleward in an unimpeded manner. By keeping a capping inversion in place, an EML allows greater buildup of convectively available potential energy, or CAPE, prior to the initiation of thunderstorms. Second, the EML tends to keep storms isolated. When deep, moist convection occurs in a capped environment, it tends to be in localized areas of enhanced convergence, such as along outflow boundaries, dry lines, and terrain features, or along frontal boundaries. Isolated storms tend to be more severe than widespread storms since there is less competition for available warmth and moisture. Third, the EML along the southern edge of the westerlies prevents deep vertical mixing. Deep vertical mixing is a CAPE destroyer. It is very difficult to maintain high mixing ratios when very deep mixing is occurring. The cap provided by the EML confines the moisture to a shallow layer, preventing the mix-out effect. This effect is most apparent in late spring and summer when the southern edge of the westerlies is located along about 40 to 45 north. EMLs develop when arid regions heat up and deep, dry, adiabatic lapse rates extend from the surface to between 450 millibars and 600 millibars. EMLs are slow to modify after leaving their source region since lift and subsidence have little effect on dry adiabatic layers. EMLs can be carried well without changing character much. Now, for more information, you might follow up with Carlson's Synoptic Meteorology book entitled Mid-Latitude Weather Systems, which includes a chapter on the lid. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.